Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today's episode comes in the midst of the whole coronavirus pandemic. And I want to talk about helping others game online. And to keep it simple, I'm just going to record this directly to Anchor and post it from here. No fancy editing, warts and all. Talking about what I'm planning to do. So starting tonight, I am beginning a regular Twitch stream on how to do things in Roll20. I'll be making things that I can later add to my Roll20 series, Roll20 for the Absolute Beginner, over on YouTube. And that first session will be tonight, Friday, April 3rd, 2020, at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is -4 UTC. So come watch and learn and ask questions. And I'll make notes of any questions I don't get to for future episodes. And if I don't get any interaction, I'm just going to work on recording different information for the next few episodes of my series. And I do plan to do other things that are close to the topic of role-playing games, but are not directly RPGs on Twitch. And I encourage you to follow me on Twitch and interact. And while I had wanted to start a new campaign, I'm just not in the right headspace to run a new campaign right now. But I'm wired in such a way that I need to help others. And while running a game for others would obviously help others, I'm not where I can do that. So I need something that's more flexible and open to doing them as I have the time and the desire. And hopefully it will help me as much as it helps others. There's a companion piece to this over on my blog. And I had a prior effort a couple of weeks ago. I attempted to write a post that would also serve as a companion post to a podcast of what I could do to help others in this time of isolation. And it was a long and involved post, and it was just too much, and I just could not focus to get it to come together. And I enjoyed Virtual GaryCon. I played in one game, I ran a couple other games, and I enjoyed some seminars, and I helped a few people get their games going in Roll20. But then I went into a funk that didn't do anybody any good. And as you may know, I've worked from home for 4 or 5 years, and I just finished the busy time of year at my day job, and I was so looking forward to going to GaryCon and a change of environment. And not getting that much needed break really didn't help my outlook on things. And so I had to do something different. And part of what I did was stream on Twitch the reading of Frozen Hell, a short story by John W. Campbell Jr. It is the short story that inspired a novella, Who Goes There?, that was later filmed as The Thing from Another World in 1951, and 1982's The Thing by John Carpenter. And I read that short story over 3 different sessions, 3 chapters in each of the first 2 sessions, and the final 2 chapters on the 3rd session, but sadly on the last session, for some reason, I put on my work headset. So there is no sound, so I'm going to have to redo those last 2 chapters at some point. And I also got into Minecraft. The mindless simplicity of playing in creative mode where I can make what I want when I want and not have to deal with monsters is just what I needed. My initial project was to make a dwarven fortress. And it's far from complete. It's enormous. And I had intended to make locations for my various role-playing games, and I finally did that the other night. And I shared pictures of the mountaintop temple location of my original map and what I made in Minecraft. So that's what I've done. But what can you do? In my prior post that just died a messy death in draft mode, I was encouraging others to make a list of what they can do to help others. I encourage you to do that. What is it that you can do from your current location to help others? Try to change the focus from the difficulties of your particular situation to how you can help others. If your situation is such that you can't do much to help others, then focus on things that lift you up. Movies and shows, books and comics, art, etc. whatever it is you do for fun and entertainment that you can do at home. And if you just need time to immerse yourself in something to distract you from your own thoughts, take it. But don't get lost there. Be sure to come out. And for me, the sun finally coming out yesterday was a major boost. So much rain and clouds at the close of winter felt oppressive. I hope you get all the sunshine you need. I hope you are all safe, sheltered, fed, and your time occupied. If you need a positive activity, come check out my Twitch streams. I'll be glad for positive interaction with others. And as always, game on.